American Fest director Steve Miller live today. He was at our event yesterday. Steve.
Hi, Martin. It was actually a small but really nice feel-good event. We had about 25 people, including a bunch of teens who rode in from Jamaica Plain with Bikes Not Bombs. We had somebody from the Mass Bike office. Had a bunch of people from different parts of Boston and from the region as well. We had Dave Toppin from the High Wheel Group who rode around and showed that. We had a couple people coming in on electric bikes. So it was a real variety, including several people who walked in to join us. Didn't have their bikes. They were downtown.
Wow.
So it was a pleasant time. The sun was shining, thank goodness. And had somebody from City Hall come and read a proclamation from the mayor acknowledging the importance of bicycling for health and for public transportation and as a fun thing to do, and also acknowledging Boston's history of bicycling and some of the groups, including the Boston Bicycle Festival, that are now active around the city trying to improve things, and acknowledging and honoring this as the National Bike Greenway Mayor's Ride event, using Boston as the beginning of the Northeast leg. So everybody left feeling kind of good.
Great. I hear there was some press, a little bit of media about this.
Well, that was fun. We actually got a blurb in the Boston Globe before the event. The title was Yikes Bikes, and it was in the Starts and Stops column, which is one of the most widely read columns because it deals with issues around traffic. It was started as a way of commenting on what was going on with the Big Dig, and has continued because people really want to know what's happening with the MBTA, the subways, and with the highways. And the writer, the editor of that section, really liked what we were doing and gave us a nice little blurb.
Hmm, great. All right, the kids, they were there. Can you tell us, there were about a dozen of them, you say?
Yeah, this is terrific. This is part of an Earn a Bike program that Bikes Not Bombs has been running for years. This is the current crop of kids. The wonderful thing is it's boys and girls. It's almost all kids of color. There was even a guy in the group who is deaf, and there was another kid signing everything, translating it for him. So it was a real pleasure to have them. They bicycled in from their workshop, which is a number of miles away, and came in, and it was just a grand sight to see them streaming across City Hall Plaza.
Great. And you guys, did you ride en masse from a park that you guys had staged at coming into the event? Or?
Well, some of us gathered at the Boston Commons beforehand, but one of the rules of thumbs we've learned with bicyclists is everybody's on their own schedule. So we mostly assembled at City Hall Plaza. But then at the end, we biked around the plaza a couple of times with lots of gawking onlookers, and then rode into the street, went down Tremont, which is the main downtown street, and went all the way back to the Commons where we circled and stayed there and talked to some people for a while.
Huh. What's going on with biking in Boston, Steve?
There's a lot of efforts in Boston over the years to try to get the policies and the infrastructure improved. And to be honest, it hasn't been all that successful. So a couple of us started the Boston Bicycle Festival from a different approach. Rather than say, let's go after the city and yell at them, we said, let's try to work with the city. And we wanted to create a wonderful program anchored by a signature event, which is going to be a citywide ride on September 25th. And we wanted to do it in a way that the city could have a stake in it and feel good about it. So we got the mayor involved. He's all for it. This year is the city's 375th anniversary. So we've made it part of that celebration. So the city's special events program, the Public Health Commission, and the Parks Department, among others, are all very excited about it. And with their kind of backing, we've been able to get a whole bunch of other departments who wouldn't have been jumping to the forefront to go along and to be supportive. So that's been really good news. And the whole strategy is make this something that gives shows the city in a good light and then use that as leverage for asking for more. And so far, it seems to be working.
Great. When we spoke with Mike yesterday, he talked about the fact that Boston is a city of walkers. It's a very walkable city, almost kind of as he intimated a little bit. Do you ride there?
I ride through Boston all the time, year-round.
Uh-huh.
And there are sections of Boston's former cow paths, which is how most of our downtown roads got started. They were cow paths, and at some point they got paved. And those are not great bicycle scenes. They're not good driving, but they're great for walking. There's lots of other parts of Boston, though, that would be terrific for bike riding if some decent infrastructure of bike lanes and some bulb outs, traffic calming kinds of stuff, which would be good for pedestrians as well. So I think that Boston could be a fabulous place to ride, and we're working to make it that way.
Correctly. This is a pretty authoritative source on the history of biking and alludes to how a lot of it began in Boston. And is the Albert Pope, the guy who started bicycle manufacture in the United States. It used to be, what is that all about? What's that like now? Is it all built up? Is it beyond hope? I'm just asking that because there's some kind of, for me at least.
Well, Alexander Pope, one of the founders, the titans of the American bicycle industry, both a visionary and a ruthless guy, in fact, is buried here in Boston at the Forest Hill Cemetery. And in fact, during our citywide ride on September 25th, we're going to go by his gravesite. So he had helped start the first bicycle club in America that was here in Boston, and they ran a citywide ride about 105 years ago called the Wheel Around the Hub Ride, which we're going to be using part of their route for our citywide ride.
Wow.
So there has been a process, and in fact, I was just talking to Dave Toppin from the High Wheelers. He's going to bring some of the High Wheelers along for our citywide ride and have them go along. So I think there's some reliving of the history. We draw on it. Copley Square is actually a delightful place. It's small, so I wouldn't ride my bike around it for a whole lot. But one of my ideas is someday in the not-too-near future, shut down Copley Square on a Sunday morning and use it for a Criterion.
Huh. Is that big?
Oh, it could be big enough. You'd have to go around it a couple of times for the traffic.
And you don't have a bike coordinator there?
No, we used to, and they cut the funds from the budget. It was not considered all that important for certain people there. Martin, while I've got you, actually I want to put in a plug so people who are interested in bicycling in Boston and want to get involved in the Boston Bicycle Festival, if you come to our website at www.bostonbikefestival.org.
Great. Okay.